This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Our phone lines are open for you. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Jeff Berwick is the Dollar Vigilante. We've had him on the show as a guest in the past, and he's got a great blog where, in this case, his most recent post, or one of his most recent posts, is in relation to an interview he did with Philip Lykov, who's a Soviet bloc survivor, who's now warning Americans that the USA is looking a lot like the Soviet Union was in 1989, just before the fall of said Soviet Union. We're going to continue that story. Of course, you can also join us here and talk about what you want. Plus, we've talked about third-party politics, the difficulties of running as a third-party candidate, which Daryl W. Perry is doing right now, and his campaign site is darylwperry.com. He's running for the Libertarian candidacy. And, Rich, you said that you didn't want to have Daryl's voice representing the Libertarian Party. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that what you said there?
It's not the voice that I would choose to represent the Libertarian Party to the outside world. It is a voice, although in opinion, he's closer to me than any of the other Libertarian candidates. But the things that I want in a candidate for the Libertarian Party is a big tent candidate who's going to take on some of the most egregious things that government does without bringing up without necessarily bringing up all of the implications of principle, and without worrying too much about the things that libertarians themselves disagree about.
So let me ask you this question, Rich. How would you personally respond to the people that are saying that I should not be allowed at any of the debates that are being hosted by any of the state conventions because I'm quote unquote an anarchist and not I should not be even allowed in the party?
I think that you should be allowed in the party, and I think you should be admitted to...
No. I'm not saying how do you respond to me telling you this. How do you respond to the people that are saying that? So talk to them for a second.
How I would respond to that is to say that anarchism is an area of libertarian thought. It is not the only area of libertarian thought, but it's one that should be expressed within the party, and that should be welcomed within the party, because I am a big tent libertarian, and I want the anarchists there, and I want the people who are just creeping over the line on the Nolan chart there, because getting a large number of votes out, although we're very unlikely to get enough votes to elect us, that's going to result in things like major party status in some states, hopefully taking burden off the fundraising mechanism of the Libertarian Party, which spends 90% of its revenue, or so I have been told, trying to get
on the ballot,
okay? Not even placing advertising or doing things that actually get the message out, but all of that money is being eaten up by the state. If we have a big enough tent and we welcome people in who are from training wheels libertarians down to the most consistent of, or up to the most consistent of anarchists, then that gives us a larger group of people also that we can mine. And I, as I say, am an anarchist. I'm closer to Daryl than any of the other candidates who are out there, but I want to be able to talk to people who say Gary Johnson is exactly right once they're in the party, I want to be able to say, okay, well, here are the areas where Gary Johnson is inconsistent. So, you know, let's continue talking
about
this.
Like the fact
that
he wants to ban burkas. And that he's like an Islamophobe.
Yes, that's some place where he's if he actually wants to ban burkas, and I think if you ask him today, he would say that he does not. But if he actually wants that, then that's clearly a departure from libertarianism. Any fears that you may or may not have, whether rational or irrational, don't really disqualify you from being a libertarian. You can be an Islamophobe and be a libertarian, although just like you can be a racist and a libertarian, Yes, you would have to be willing to leave people alone. But okay,
and he doesn't seem to be.
So basically a non-racist libertarian would say free everybody and everybody of all races will do just fine. A racist libertarian might say free everybody and some races aren't going to be able to handle it and I don't care. So that would be kind of the racist side of it. So they're both saying free everything, everybody, but they have different degrees, different opinions on what the market would choose, which way the invisible hand would move the population. And the only way to find out who's right, of course, is to try the experiment. The good news is it takes away the worst parts of the racism, which of course the violence and keeping a group of people down by law and treated differently by law. But you are going to have people who hold abhorrent ideas like racism, and they have a right to exist. They just don't have a right to them, and they have a right to express their ideas. They just don't have a right to impose them on others, and that's the very, very fine line. I can't remember exactly how we got there.
We were talking about, your idea of what the Libertarian Party should look like, who their candidate should be. So you're saying you support Daryl in his viewpoint, but not that he should be the winner of the Libertarian Party's nomination. You would rather have a more watered-down candidate like Gary Johnson or John McAfee. Who would be your preference of those that are currently running?
My preference of the known candidates would be Gary Johnson.
Why?
Because I think he's probably got the broadest appeal to a cross section of American voters. He avoids some of the more controversial parts of libertarianism, and mostly seems to push the areas where most people would agree with libertarians. He talks mostly about, I believe he is a libertarian, and I've talked to him about heroin, and he does want it legalized. He does not see a reason that it should be legal, but that's not the issue he's going to push
it should be
this
illegal.
Year.
Yeah.
He's saying that, he indicated to me that he did not want it to remain illegal, but yet that's not the position that he's pushing.
Instead, he's pushing Islamophobia, right, Daryl? I mean,
I've got a problem with it.
You've debated this guy, right? Like, how big of an issue is he making that?
He's said it in his opening statement in three of the four debates we've had.
Okay, and it was... He said it. He didn't say I'm Islamophobic.
Right.
So what exactly did he say?
That he believes that radical Islamic terrorism is a real threat, as is ISIS.
That sounds to me like he is rattling the saber and that he isn't really much different than the Republican candidates, Rich Paul.
Well, what is he saying exactly should be done? I mean, ISIS is certainly a threat to somebody. I don't think I'm one of those people because they're many thousands of miles away from me, although they are a threat to me in that they're funded by my tax dollars.
He's not said what should be done, just that they're a problem and we need to stop Sharia law.
Okay, well,
So he's saying that there's a problem, but he's not saying what the solution is.
Right, because he's been talking to libertarians so far, and apparently no one's asked him. That question hasn't come up. No one's dug in deeper, the moderators of these panels.
Correct.
Okay, toll free number.
Well, I got an angle. I'll reach out to him and see if I can find out.
All right, fair enough. Let us know what he says. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the more of the story here from the Russian, or rather the Soviet Union survivor, what he has to say about the United States in today, comparing it to the USSR in 1989. You can also join us on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to join Rich over at the Church of the Invisible Hand. That is the church that you created, Rich. And it is online at invisiblehand.church.
Yeah.
And what is the Church of the Invisible Hand?
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand is a church that's based on deism, and we hold our highest standard as being the non-initiation of force, we believe in spiritual expansion through psychedelic drugs from time to time, if you're so called.
Good church.
Yes.
Good church.
I like to think so.
I've enjoyed all of the, that I've heard about the Church of the Invisible Hand. You've got some doctrine that you've come up with that is very good, very creative, and it's right up my alley in a lot of ways. I like it. Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the Keene area, we're looking for a producer so we can start getting content out.
Excellent. So, invisiblehand.church, go check that out. And if you're not yet moved to the Keene area, you can also consider moving here. If you're moving as part of the Free State Project, you can go to move.freekeene.com. We actually just had our first new movers to Keene since the move has been triggered. So we've been telling our listeners over the last decade plus here on Free Talk Live about the Free State Project, which is this project of getting 20,000 people to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. 20,000 libertarians, I should say, voluntarists, anarchists, people who love liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them to move and converge their efforts in one geographic political area, which is New Hampshire. And, of course, Keene is one of the myriad of towns and cities that one could choose to live in here in New Hampshire. Right. I think that there are a lot of different reasons to choose different places. Number one should probably be, can you get work there? And then if you're flexible with where you can work or you can work from home, then you really should consider Keene. It's a cool place to live, and there's a lot of great folks here. But we had our first two new movers since the move had been triggered. So all of us, the three of us on the show, we're early movers, but this week we had a move-in party. Daryl, you and I attended, and about a dozen people in total had an entire moving truck, huge, like Penske full-size moving truck.
Like one of the 26 feet
at least, I would say. Definitely their full-size fleet. We had that thing unpacked in an hour and 15 minutes flat. And it was packed full to the brim with computer parts and things like that. The guys who moved or the folks.
A lot of small boxes.
Yeah, small boxes, but also a bunch of printers and things like that that were in there. So it was a lot of moving, and we got it done because we've got a community of people across New Hampshire who will converge and assist you in coming here. If you love liberty, you really ought to look into it. You can go to freestateproject.org to check them out. But if you're looking at trying to figure out where to move in New Hampshire, go check out the 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. That's move.freekeene.com. Now, is it too late for the United States? Well, I certainly hope so, because I don't want to see the United States continuing. But
I actually wanted to comment on that. The Free State Project has also been a huge win, I think, for the big tent approach to libertarianism, where it's very vague in its intent. It's open to minarchists and anarchists.
That's true.
But what we've found is that as people move here, and at least in my experience, you guys can disagree if you want, in my experience, people who move here, and I was a minarchist when I moved to New Hampshire. I was here for over a year before I lost my last objection and became an anarchist. But a lot of the people who have come here for the Free State Project have then drifted toward anarchy as they've seen or moved toward anarchy. Let me not say drifted, because what they're propelled by is actually seeing anarchist concepts at work. And that makes a huge difference.
I would say my experience was a little different. I definitely was a principled libertarian when I moved here, and some people would say that anarchist is the term for that. I personally don't care for that term. I like voluntarist. Mm-hmm. But I was very outside the system initially here, and I was persuaded by the phone calls of actually Dennis Goddard, who is now one of my haters. He persuaded me to work inside the system in New Hampshire. He persuaded me that it was actually possible to change the system from the inside in New Hampshire because of the very accessible political system that we have here. The fact that anyone can get elected, it's really a true statement here in New Hampshire.
And the fact that we got 20,000 friends on the way, which not only gives us an edge in terms of numbers, but it also gives the libertarians who were previously discouraged in New Hampshire a reason to come out again and to hope again.
Yeah.
And so we've seen a lot of people become libertarian as a result of exposure to Free Staters, and we've seen a lot of people who are already libertarian come back out onto the political stage.
Right.
And I think both those things are huge, huge wins.
And the Free State Project has been a huge win for publicity for the ideas of liberty as well, because we've really made a splash here. The Free State Project has been targeted as the single greatest threat to the state. That's what Cynthia Chase, who's the state representative, said about us in 2012, and she's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. The Free State Project is the biggest threat to the state. The Republicans and Democrats are not the biggest threat to the state. Neither of them are a threat to the state. They like the status quo. They like things the way they are. But the libertarians here are making an impact. More people here talk about the Free Staters than they do libertarians. Free Staters are probably more well-known word than the term libertarian, I think, across
In New Hampshire, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's a testament to how effective the first 2,000 people have been that are here. And we're roughly at around 2,000. So at about 10% of the total number of people that we're hoping are going to move here at some point. And so, again, there's a lot of different options for you to choose. Obviously, if you like to do a lot of political action, moving close to Concord certainly doesn't hurt. And then there's, you know, the folks out in Keene. We've got a long history of doing civil disobedience and sort of outside the system activism. But even inside the system, there's a ripe opportunity here. James Cleveland, who's our sometime Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he almost won a primary in the Democratic primary a couple years ago. I think he only lost by about 30 votes. And there were only like 200 votes that were cast. So if a few dozen people were to move to Keene and get active, it would be a tremendous, tremendous effect on the political system. You don't need a lot.
I would love to run in the studio, in the student district.
Yeah,
I think you could do it. I think I could do it because I think I could carry out the blaze it Nolo YOLO swag a little more convincingly than the James of that era, who wasn't quite as much fun as our new improved post TJ James.
Right, but James had three or four people with cars offering ride to the polls, and there were three people total all day that got rides to the polls?
And the weeks prior to that, we did flyer the hell out of the college. I mean, we probably put 3,000 flyers out there at least, if not more than that.
Yeah, and then,
James was getting a real rock star response. Like, he would go out on Saturday night to the college neighborhood.
Even for weeks after, people would be like, yeah, hey, when's that election? And he was like, it was a week ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I totally dropped the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he'd walk down the college neighborhood, and he'd have the college be like college party night on Saturday night, and he'd have drunk college students chanting his name, and if you just went by their reactions, it seemed like that they were behind it. But then, you know, when the voting day came, none of it materialized.
Students and stoners are hard to mobilize.
It's true. That's what I'm saying. It'll be interesting to see if you could pull it off. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, but you've got to wait a little bit before you can run for office, right?
Yeah.
How much more time do you have on probation?
I've got fines, so I don't have any more probation.
Oh, that's right.
Probation's got fines and suspension. Sentences.
How long in the suspended sentence?
I do not know.
Gotta figure that out. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a radio show, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're not sure yet whether you want to move to New Hampshire, whether it's as part of the Free State Project or not. If you love liberty, this is the place to be. Of course, the Shire Society is here as well. But if you're still up in the air about it, then and you consider yourself a libertarian or a voluntarist or an anarchist, if one of those terms kind of rubs you the right way, then you should go to 101reasonsfilm.com and check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's an hour-long documentary movie that I had the pleasure of being the co-producer on, and I'm really happy with it. It's a great movie. It's free to watch, so there's really no reason not to. Block off an hour of time, and if you don't have 1 hour straight, block off a half hour, or you know, watch it while you shovel breakfast down in the morning. You can finish it in a week. It's really short, and it just packs in 101 Reasons. Right into an hour's documentary. It's really well produced. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it there for free. And that'll give you a good explanation on why this really is the best destination for people who love the ideas of freedom. Now, they don't all get along with one another on every single issue every time, as we found out recently with a certain group of libertarians here on the attack against me, and others have been on the attack against all of Keene and Keene activists and like
Keene.
You, Rich. But it's, you know, not everyone out there hates what's going on. And here's a nice note from Nick, who's one of our listeners. He says, "Hey, just a quick note. You seem like the type who isn't easily bothered by petty nonsense such as those so-called libertarians who keep whining that other activists are ruining the movement. Still, I imagine it's difficult to read that people you may respect are willing to organize against your show, your network, and your activist Free Keene group. I think it's worth offering some kind words here. Though we haven't met, you've greatly affected my personal growth and understanding in what liberty truly means. And when I say you, I mean both you as an individual and Free Talk Live, and now the wonderful shows on LRN.FM. I think of you as institutions," he says. "I knew of the Free State Project probably 3 years before listening to Free Talk Live, but it was your activism and that of a few others that convinced me that this project was viable. As a signer who is attempting to move within the next year or two, it would be unacceptable to me if the Free State Project disassociated with your network. This isn't some ego-stroking nonsense. Just know that you and other great activists of LRN and Free Keene have support in the greater Free State Project community." That's all the best from Nick. So it's always nice to know that, you know, there are people out there who still appreciate the work that many of us have done out here, despite its level of controversy, because I happen to agree with Nick. It's the controversial stuff. It's the exciting activism. It's the civil disobedience. That kind of stuff. That's what brought me here. I mean, I had signed up for the Free State Project in 2002, I believe, because I voted in 2003 in the state vote. So I've been on board for a long time, but I don't think I would have moved as soon as I did if it weren't for Russell Canning and Kat Canning and Lauren Canario, three of the earliest movers who moved here and did civil disobedience and did street theater and they did, like, fun activism, stuff where they were having a good time. It didn't look like they were angry. It didn't look like they were bummed out or bored or whatever. They were having fun. They were getting arrested, too, but they were having fun while getting arrested. And I thought, man, I got to be there to support these guys.
And What's the saying, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong?
And that was really one of the big downfalls of the one period of Free Keene activism that I think was badly received, is we stopped having fun for a while.
I never stopped having fun.
Well, not all of us, but what we were seeing put forward a lot was like angry confrontations with meter maids and that kind of thing. And that wasn't,
which was a local, by the way, that was having a lot of the angry confrontations.
True.
And then there was also Chris Cantwell, who he's just an angry guy, and he never was an official Robin Hooder. But the one video of Chris Cantwell going out Robin Hooding has been spread around as though it's somehow representative of Robin Hooders. And this is part and parcel of what some people deal with. You know, they feel frustrated by me, right? Like Ian Freeman and his opinions shouldn't be considered to be mine just because he's a libertarian. And, of course, all libertarians understand that, but not everybody else really understands that.
Yeah,
that we're all individuals.
There's a lot of diversity of thought among libertarians.
Right.
The thing that we agree upon is leaving each other alone to live our lives as we see fit.
Well, not even all libertarians seem to agree on that, as we've recently discovered.
Well, you know, even ostracism is kind of the extreme form of leaving someone alone. So it's not.
No, but what I meant was
violent.
They're not willing to leave people alone if they're under a certain age. For instance, they'll come up with some arbitrary determination of when you should be left alone and when you have no rights.
Yeah. And of course, there are two sides of that, which is, on the one hand, I don't support an arbitrary age at which all kids are considered on the same birthday to have become ready for sexual activity. On the other hand, I don't necessarily believe in a set age where parents are no longer permitted to protect their children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's two sides to that, but it's not something that I want dealt with by the government.
Right, and there are a lot of people that they don't like those gray areas. They're like, no, things must be black and white. There can't be gray. But, like, most of life is one giant gray area.
Yeah, everybody's different. Everybody's an individual, and they should be judged in that way, not on some arbitrary factor.
Yeah, I mean, if you bring, if somebody brought to me, and I do mediation, a case where there had been an older man with a younger girl, or an older woman with a younger boy, then it wouldn't be a matter of give me a number, how old is this person? Mm-hmm. It would be a matter of talking to this person and trying to get an idea. You know, were they seeking out sexual contact? Do they feel like they were victimized? So, you know, and some people have interpreted that as meaning, oh, we don't believe in protecting children from sexual abuse. And of course, and then, that's not true.
And then there's also the weird double standards to where if it were a 30-year-old female state rep approaching a 14-year-old male on the internet,
a cougar, as they're called.
An extreme cougar, then everybody would be like, oh, man, that little 14-year-old dude, like, he's
way
so
to go,
cool.
Dude.
Way to go, dude. But because it's reversed and it's a 30-year-old guy, you know, offering to a 14-year-old girl, then, you know, it's like the worst thing ever. And I'm not saying that it's not something horrible. Like, you know, she'd stop talking to him.
Yeah, she
like
didn't
she,
yeah.
you know, should have because she was not comfortable with the approaches
right.
or advances.
It's
so
creepy.
You know, like, it should have ended there.
Right.
But
the cops got involved yeah. and then
well,
things got worse.
I mean, if she'd been my daughter and I had seen those messages, I probably would have had some choice words for Tasker, assuming that they actually said what the police say they said. And, you know,
right.
I don't know. What
yeah.
actually
and
happened.
And then there's not just that, but there's the arbitrary age of when it's okay for you to light up a cigarette or have a beer in your hand.
Right.
And those are also based on, you know, like, we have to set a line somewhere.
Even though the cops themselves, many of them, almost all of them, have had underage drinks.
Right. You know, so like, oh, your birthday is tomorrow. You cannot have a drink right now because you still have to wait 2.5 hours, young man.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, 1201, here you go, have a beer, congratulations, you're an adult.
It's one of my favorite questions to ask a cop, you know, any cop that's enforcing the war on drugs, for instance, to ask them if they had a drink underage. When they're silent and they won't answer, you know what that means, right? If they say no, then there's a chance they're, you know, a straight edge cop or whatever, and they never really have had a drink. But they're few and far between.
Ask them if they've ever smoked cannabis.
I suspect there aren't as many of them who have.
Probably not, but there's definitely going to be a small percentage.
A lot of them smoked weed today.
Today?
Yes, there's a lot of cops out there
yeah.
who smoked weed today,
sure.
and
some
they
of
probably took some of it from friends
from
of mine.
Other people. Yeah, exactly. The
they've probably
number.
Done worse, too.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 is the United States like the Soviet Union was in 1989. We'll get back into that story coming up. Or you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait.
you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments. Right here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
Let's get back into the story here that we've been sort of stretching out over a couple hours of the show. It's from the Dollar Vigilante, dollarvigilante.com. It's Jeff Berwick writing about an interview that he did with Philip Lykov, who is a Bulgarian expatriate who survived the Soviet bloc falling apart. He says the USA right now is like the USSR was in 1989. And Berwick brings up Donald Trump and says that Trump is possibly a false flag, meaning that he might be pretending to be the character that he is, but ultimately is supporting Hillary Clinton or something like that. But alternatively, Trump may actually be what he seems, in which case his fate is beyond doubt, failure, marginalization, or assassination. Right now, he's certainly under considerable and escalating attack by the GOP's smooth-talking criminals like Bush, Rubio, and Romney, who tell endless lies in order to share in the proceeds from the coming collapse.
And I just saw a headline that Donald Trump might actually wind up getting arrested in North Carolina for inciting a riot.
In North Carolina?
In North Carolina. According to North Carolina law, a riot is a public disturbance involving an assemblage of three or more persons, which by disorderly and violent conduct or the imminent threat of disorderly and violent conduct results in injury or damage to a person or property and presents a clear and present danger of injury or damage to a person or property.
So what are they saying he alleged, or what are they alleging he did?
Is North Carolina where the black guy was hit by the Trump supporter?
There was that.
He was being escorted
but
out.
He's not being charged with that one. There was another incident where Trump made comments about removing protesters which the local police are saying could very much have been considered inciting violence against the protesters.
But he hasn't been charged with anything. You're saying he might be.
The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office is investigating, and they have told the media that they are looking into whether or not to charge him with inciting a riot.
I'd be surprised if they did it, but let us know if that news breaks. Back to the story here. It's
now,
disgusting.
Hold on one sec. You'd be surprised if they did. Do you think they should?
Probably not. No.
Well, if the law is the law and they would arrest you or I for it, they should arrest Donald Trump.
Okay.
I generally don't like the inciting a riot charge in general. I think that.
Nor do I, because it's incredibly broad. Yeah. Three or more people. So if I said something right now that got one of you two all flustered, I could be inciting a riot because there's three of us.
Yeah. So it's disgusting, says Berwick. People like them set up the system, including its destabilizing central banks, and now these same factions intend to reap the rewards of its failure. The same sort of thing happened in Bulgaria, according to Lykov. In the interview, he says the reason things got so bad is because the leadership of the country was paralyzed and didn't know what to do after 40 years of communism. But he also indicates that the incompetence had been implemented and expanded by others who knew how the system would unravel and took advantage of it. Unfortunately, when entire societies have been built to fail and generations of children have been educated to believe that such systems are appropriate and natural change comes hard. Lykov actually says that the people with real assets like gold and silver and even real estate survived the Bulgarian economic crisis. The other group that survived and even prospered was the manipulator class, those people who had actually supported the malicious system and understood the ramifications of its unraveling. The average person without much savings or any such understanding had a tough time. And by tough time, Lykov means significant hunger that reduced people to eating one meal a day or worse. Though it's not much written about, many people actually starved during the Great Depression in the U.S. and even Europe, and we expect the next collapse to be far worse. Like Doug Casey, who is next to be interviewed on the Dollar Vigilante, we call it the Greater Depression. What comes out of this enlightening interview is what TDV has been stressing all along. People have got to have assets beyond ludicrous paper currency. In the end game, fiat money is worth exactly nothing, though gold, silver, and real assets will retain value. Now, I don't tend to fall into the camp of everything is going to be chaos, that the world will crumble around us and that it's going to be a nightmare. I don't want to live into that future. I understand it's a possibility, but I tend to believe that the marketplace will provide, even if it's the black market. The black market, it took care of people in Soviet Russia. It's taking care of people now in Venezuela, and the market, I think, will generally provide. That doesn't mean it won't be a hard time, whatever it is, but I don't like living into that future. But I think Jeff's advice is good advice. You can't rely on the government currency to hold its value. So you really should diversify into things like precious metals, Bitcoin, other things that are not the U.S.
Well,
dollar.
You also need
steel, brass, lead, and gunpowder are also good choices.
Cigarettes, alcohol.
Yeah, I have a somewhat less optimistic view of the future.
You're saying less optimistic than me or less optimistic than the Dollar Vigilante?
Less optimistic than you, probably okay. In between the two. I kind of see an Idiocracy situation coming where basically
Bernie Sanders puts Brando on the field.
So many incompetents that the system completely collapses. And I don't know exactly when that's going to happen, but over time, I mean, you can't get to Idiocracy because people that stupid could not live without a government taking care of their every need. They're not capable of producing anything for themselves.
Well, didn't they have the robots doing the production?
Well, somebody's got to maintain the robots, though. Somebody's got to decide where they go and deal with an increasing population. So, that was one of Ayn Rand's central points in Atlas Shrugged, is that without the creative drive that created an industrial situation, you can't maintain an industrial situation.
Sure. And it's just a movie, but nonetheless.
But in addition to, needing things to barter with, you also need skills on how to grow your own food.
Yeah.
Or have a community of people that you know that you can, you know, trade services for, where you might not have the green thumb, but people need something done that you know how to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need more than that, because if all you have is, well, I've got a lot of stuff that I can barter with, but you're otherwise not useful, then you're probably not going to last too long.
What do you think, Daryl? Is it going to get as bad as the dollar vigilante is predicting here?
I don't think it's going to be one of these, what's that movie, the Thunderdome, whatever.
Mad Max?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to wind up being anything like that.
Okay.
But I also don't think it's going to be, you know,
Flowers and sunshine,
yeah. Because, oh, well, I know how to make a garden. Because, like, you've got to have a garden going for a couple of years before you get decent returns. So, you know, like the first time you plant a tomato, it's not going to be the best looking tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You might only get one or two that are usable, but like the third or fourth time that you plant, you start knowing what is going on and how to care for it. So, you know, like, don't wait until the, you know, poop hits the fan before you're like, okay, let's go start a garden now.
That's a great feature of agorism, agorism is basically black market activity carried out for political effect. And the nice thing about living off the black market is that the system can collapse and not really bother you too much, because everything you're doing
is informal. Assuming that everybody that you're dealing with is within walking distance, because if the system collapses and you're still relying on driving 20 miles to get your chickens and your eggs and your beef, then no, you're not going to not have to worry about it. You're going to have to worry about getting that 20 miles to get your chicken and your beef and your eggs.
Well, you know, driving is only a requirement if everybody else can drive. If everybody's in the same position,
right, then you need to find somebody.
Then somebody's going to find a solution to that and find a way to get that to market.
Right, but
might
no.
be Arcade City driving mule carts.
If the system collapses,
Vernon Supreme's ponies drawing something.
Right, system completely collapses. Exxon's not going to be able to deliver gas and fuel.
Yeah,
if it completely collapses. So
although wood gasification exists, and there are other options than fossil fuels.
Yes, gasification does exist, but not really anybody's using it, because there's so much subsidies involved with the corn ethanol.
Well, that's going to change, right?
If the system collapses, that's going to completely change.
System gone, then all of a sudden, if fuel is an issue, then wood gasification should become an option. Plus, of course, all of the plug-in hybrids will take on a new meaning, because it's easy to make electricity.
There's so many options to this whole system collapse scenario. It can go in so many different ways. I do like the idea, though, of diversifying and getting out of the dollar. I think that's a pretty safe recommendation for just about anybody, is have some other eggs in your basket. And we'll see you between now and tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio, or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.